Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today I have a guest who's going to talk to us about the epidemic of drug addiction in this country and what's being done through the Ministry of Teen Challenge, founded by David Wilkerson. You're going to want to hear what Dr. Jerry Nance has to say about how lives are being changed.
And now, here's a word from Ma'oz Israel Ministries and author Shira Sorko-Ram. The Islamic Strategy to Conquer America is a must-read book right now as we face the coming U.S. election cycle. Shocking but significant, says Dr. Jeff Seif, professor at the King's University in Houston. In this book, Shira exposes the truth about radical Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood, a truth mostly ignored by the media and kept under wraps by our government. You will learn of the advances Islam is making in America and around the world to implement Sharia law. You'll be shocked by their hidden agendas and strategies, some unfolding in a city near you. A must read. Request your copy today at www.maozisrael.org. That's maozisrael.org.
Welcome back and welcome to you, Dr. Nance. You and I have been friends for a long time.
Yes, we have, Steve, a lot of years.
And because you were the director of the Teen Challenge in Sanford, Florida, which is just down the road from where we're located in Lake Mary, and we've interacted many times over the years, and so I know the good work that Teen Challenge does. And now you have been promoted, not just Sanford, but Yeah. You're over the entire Southeast region and even more than that. Tell me about it.
Well, Steve, you know, many years ago when I was asked to serve as the president of Teen Challenge in Florida, we had one location right here in Central Florida. And as we looked across the state of Florida, we began to realize the need: Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami, Pensacola. And even today, just recent statistics say that there's 1.3 million drug abusers in the state of Florida. Wow. So when you think about the need, we still don't have enough Teen Challenge programs to reach the need. And so we're really working on new innovative ways to reach more addicts for Christ.
Well, addiction is not new. You know, drug addiction has been around for a long time, and alcoholism and all kinds of addictions. But David Wilkerson in the 1950s started Teen Challenge in New York, and what's happened since then?
Well, you know, Teen Challenge has grown from one center, 444 Clinton Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, to 240 Teen Challenge centers across the United States. And then 9 years ago, I was asked to serve as the president of Global Teen Challenge as well, and that's outside of the U.S., and we, at that time, there were 82 teen nations that had Teen Challenge. And today, we have Teen Challenge programs, over 1,400 programs in 118 nations of the world now. In the last 9 years, we've launched new Teen Challenge programs in 36 new nations and some very intense nations, places like Armenia, Lebanon. These are very tough cultures, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan. These are countries where it's pretty tough being a Christian, and really you got imams coming against the Teen Challenge program, Pakistan. We've got some amazing things happening in Teen Challenge.
Of course, there are government programs to try to help addiction and medical programs of various kinds, but Teen Challenge is different in that you're faith-based. Tell us and tell my listeners, what makes Teen Challenge so unique?
Well, Teen Challenge has always been based on biblical principles and the fact that the change factor is Jesus. Jesus can change your life. The process of discipleship then takes place in Teen Challenge's program that is very holistic approach in helping an individual heal their family hurts, their internal struggles, self-esteem issues, helping them to secure their education, GEDs, etc., and learning some job training skills as they're going through the program of discipleship. That program works in every country and every culture of the world. That's the beauty of the Bible. That's the beauty of a biblical approach, is that when you look at the values-based training, you look at the disciplines of a Christian, Teen Challenge works. It just works. And our studies, all the studies that have been done on Teen Challenge since 1976, the statistics state between a 70% to 86% success rate. And that's historically higher than any other organization in the world.
Now, you're dealing with mainly adults, even with a name like Teen Challenge,
yeah,
who have hit the bottom because of addiction or alcoholism or both.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are assigned by judges who are giving them a chance to be rehabilitated instead of going to prison.
Right.
And then other people come on their own free will. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we have just prosecutors that work with us, and judges that work with us all over America that direct individuals to us.
So these people show up on your doorstep. Some of them have fun. Some of them don't.
Right.
Some of them just probably have the clothes on their back practically, and you help them dry out or whatever term you use.
Yes.
And then you train them, you present them the gospel. What happens during this 1 year that they spend with Teen Challenge?
Well, that's a great question, Steve, and I'll tell you, the process is just like a discipleship, where you really hope that first month is like a hope infusion. Most individuals, be they directed by the courts, come in with family or just come in totally destitute, walking in with clothes on their back. They need hope. Hope is one of the greatest change factors that happens. And so that first month that an individual's in Teen Challenge, we are really trying to infuse them with hope that there is hope for my life, that I have blown many times years and years of their lives. They've blown their education. They've broken their families' hearts. They've broken all their relationships. They have children that are estranged from them because of all of their drug abuse and hurt. Teen Challenge takes them through we have what we call our group studies, and we start walking them through these group studies and then personal studies that help them focus on particular weaknesses and challenges. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's self-esteem. Maybe it's lust or pornography. So we're working with them on so many different areas of their life, and our counseling and our ministry is very focused to that individual's need. The group studies work with teaching biblical principles of values, respect, knowing and understanding who God is and how to know God. And so we walk them through a discipleship process. And really, an individual has to choose for themselves whether they're going to choose Christ or not. And anyone that leaves the program, oftentimes they're just saying, I just don't want to be a part of anything Christian. And we'll see folks walk out the doors. Though they need the help, they just don't want Christ as their solution because of one thing or another. You don't see that real often, but it happens. And that's sad. We hate that. We want to serve everyone that comes with a very loving environment, safe environment, caring environment that hopefully allows them a place of refuge while they're with us.
And because it's Christ-centered, you don't get a lot of government funds or any government
no
funds.
No government funds, right.
So you have to raise the funds from the general public or the Christian community.
Yes, sir.
If people have heard about Teen Challenge and they've always said, you know, that's a ministry I really need to support, but they never really had an opportunity, how would they reach you to find out more and maybe how they could give?
TeenChallenge.cc will give everyone an opportunity to contact any Teen Challenge in the Southeast region, TeenChallenge.cc, and they can give to adolescent girls programs, boys programs, men's programs, women's programs. And so we have a full array of ministries in the Southeast region. And Steve, when I came to Florida, there was really a small little program for men, and then a small, tiny little program for women. And as I looked at the needs across this region, I'll never forget some of the young people, some of the parents wanting to bring us the 15, 16-year-old kids that were now using and abusing drugs, and kids that have been physically abused, sexually abused, that are choosing drugs as a way of escape from their hurts and their pain. You know, I've had so many people say, well, why don't, you know, just tell an adult to get a job, as if that's a solution for an addict. You know, if you come from a good family, sometimes you don't understand why someone chooses drugs. But we had a boy come in one day, cigarette burns on his shoulders, and his father was just an abusive alcoholic and would burn him with cigarettes. He was seven when his dad stuck a needle in his arm and shot him up with his first shot of heroin. And then you ask yourself the question, why would this young man choose drugs? Well, he didn't really have a choice, did he? So, I mean, I think as Christians, we really need to be careful how we perceive why somebody might use drugs or not use drugs. And as a young person, I made a commitment to Christ at Vacation Bible School, Steve, at 6 years old. I grew up in church, loving family, disciplining family that cared for me and taught me and helped pay for my education. And when I look at children that come through our doors and young, we have 11 and 12, 13-year-old kids coming through our doors today, Steve. And when I hear some of these stories and I hear the pain, I think, my God, these children deserve a chance. This young person, this man, this woman, that they may be 20, 25, they deserve a chance to know Jesus. They deserve a chance to have hope and freedom in Christ. And that drives my passion every day of my life.
So many of your leaders that I know are themselves ex-addicts.
Yeah.
And they've been helped, and now they try to give back. But that's not your story, is it?
No.
What motivated you?
Well, you know, I started street witnessing when I was 16, and the first person I ever led to Christ knelt down in the streets of El Dorado, Arkansas, where I was raised, and he prayed the sinner's prayer, and then he said, hey, I'm using drugs. Can you help me? I was 16. I said, I don't have a clue, but I said, these friends that I'm with, I think they can help you, and I think that probably touched my heart. And then when I was in college in Dallas, Texas area, I started street witnessing with Dallas Teen Challenge. They sent a van up to this college I was going to and began to say, hey, y'all want to come go street witnessing? And so I started street witnessing and started working with drug addicts and prostitutes. And my wife and I, she was my girlfriend at the time, we'd use that as our dates. And just fell in love with ministering to people that were hurting. And then I was asked to serve with David Wilkerson, the founder of Teen Challenge, both in his staff training school as a teacher. I was 21 teaching, and everyone in class was older than I was. Steve Hill and many others were in the class at that time, and Libby and I were professors there and as kids, really. But then I traveled with David Wilkerson's crusade team, setting up his speaking engagements all across America, Canada, and beyond. And so I had a lot of years of just working right there and fell in love with the ministry. And gosh, the last 30 years working with Teen Challenge, both here in the Southeast region primarily, and then now all over the world.
Well, you mentioned Steve Hill. Of course, he's in heaven now.
Yeah.
But he was a great man of God who came through the Teen Challenge program, and also the late John Jimenez, who built that great church in Virginia, also was a graduate. And those are just two that I knew personally.
Yeah.
But many have gone on to accomplish great things for God, and their lives were turned around because of the help they got with Teen Challenge and being able to turn their back on drug addiction or whatever it was that they were dealing with. So, you know, thank you for what you do. God bless you for the lives that you've changed. You know, thousands and thousands. It's probably impossible to know how many lives have been touched in the last almost 60 years.
Yeah, 60 years. And, I mean, when you think of 118 nations of the world, and we're seeing more Muslims now come to Christ through addiction, countries opening the doors like you would have never imagined, places like Pakistan, where men and women are coming to know Christ as their Savior. All over the world, this is happening, and some very challenging countries. Some of our Teen Challenge workers literally risk their lives every day to do their job in some of these countries. And I won't mention those countries because it's pretty dangerous for them, but amazing, amazing.
Well, this is very inspiring. I know my listeners are inspired. Tell them once again how they could connect with you or even make a contribution to Teen Challenge.
Contact us at teenchallenge.cc. There's a giving area there that you can help us with. And put us in your prayers, and any support you can give, we deeply appreciate.
Well, thank you for being with me for a few minutes on my podcast, Dr. Jerry Nance, and thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.